This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Chris Moeller, M-O-E-L-L-E-R, of Isaacs and Isaacs Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Moeller, per your request for an updated report from my last letter to you dated July 11th, 2023, on your client, Deborah Rensing, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Last name is Rensing, R-E-N-S-I-N-G. On April 22nd, 2025, I performed an updated IME, period. I have reviewed an extensive amount of additional records as well as taken additional history and performed a repeat physical examination on today's date, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. As you will recall from my last letter to you, the patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about June 16th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She sustained injury when another vehicle turned left in front, comma, striking the patient's front end of the vehicle, period. The vehicle was totaled and she sustained physical damage to her body, period. As you recall, in my last letter to you, the patient sustained one, chest trauma, comma, pain, comma, and sternal body fracture, period. Two, right foot trauma, comma, pain, comma, and impacted fractures of the head of the third and fourth metatarsals. Number three, right ankle trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Four, right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain resolved, period. Number five, left wrist trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain resolved, period. At that time, I gave her a total whole body impairment of 7%, period. I also advised that she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in her sternal region and right foot as she ages, period. That forecast that I made at that time does appear to pan out as noted on my examination today, period. New paragraph. Since my last letter to you, the patient has sustained an additional, has been sustaining additional problems, period. She has also had some additional trauma, period. In her history, she states that she is having worse pain in her right foot since my last examination, period. She has less endurance and has problems with walking, standing, and problem with her balance being more jeopardized, period. She was advised that she has a thinning ligament of her right ankle, period. The duration of her chest pain is the same, but it is more severe, period. It is a stabbing pain, and on a good day is 1 out of 10, period. And on a bad day, it is now 7 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, and it is now worse with bending, period. New paragraph. Her right foot pain is now worse. It is more often, approximately 4 to 5 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing, period. The pain radiates to the ankle and foot, period. Her pain in her foot now varies from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living, walking is worse, approximately limited to 1 mile, period. Running is difficult, period. Standing greater than 2 hours is difficult, period. She has problems walking her dog, comma, and her balance is worse, period. New paragraph. The patient states that since her last examination by me, she had an injury at work on May 2nd, 2024 period. She injured her right foot and fractured it in the distal first metatarsal. It was treated with a boot for about approximately 6 weeks period. This occurred when she tripped on some steps, period. She went to physical therapy approximately six times, had an MRI that showed additional thinning of her ligament, period. She does state that this work injury did aggravate her prior June of 2021 injury by about 5%, period. She also had an additional slight re-injury last weekend at home when she dropped a board on her right foot, period. She went to Western Ridge Tri-Health Emergency Room, had x-rays, and was told that it was just a bruise and it did not require any treatment other than ice, period. It feels much better now, and it's almost completely normal, period. The second injury did not aggravate her pre-existing condition, period. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent additional reports that I have reviewed since my last letter to you, period. Admission discharge note, Christ Hospital, July 7th, 2021. Operative report, post-op diagnosis was right tarsometatarsal fracture dislocation. Number two, third, fourth, fifth metatarsal fracture. Number three, lateral cuneiform fracture, period. Procedures performed was stress examination of the lower leg for joint radiography, comma, first tarsometatarsal joint open reduction internal fixation, comma, second tarsometatarsal joint open reduction internal fixation, comma, closed treatment third, fourth, fifth metatarsal fractures, comma, closed treatment lateral cuneiform fracture right foot, period. End of that report. Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, May 16th, 2022. Post-op diagnosis, mechanical complication of internal hardware, comma, right foot, period. Procedures performed. Removal of hardware, right first metatarsal. Number two, removal of hardware, right second metatarsal. And stress exam of anesthesia, period. End of report. Western Ridge Hand Therapy. Note, dated March 7th, 2022. Date of onset was December 24th, 2021, with displaced fracture of the proximal phalanx of left little finger and displaced fracture of proximal phalanx of left ring finger, period. End of report. Note, May 3rd, 2024. Chief complaint presents today with right foot injury, period. Pain at base of toes, comma. Patient shoe got stuck on conveyor and she fell, period. On physical examination, right foot healed scar of the extensor surface, period. Extensor surface also positive for tender to palpation, light bruising and swelling, and overall foot demonstrated limited range of motion and pain with minimal range of motion maneuvers, period. Period. Assessment, strain of the right foot, initial encounter, continue crutches, comma, ice, comma, and elevation, period. End of report. Another orthopedic hand surgeon consultation, initial note, June 11th, 2024. The patient is being evaluated with respect for an alleged work-related injury sustained while working at Global can't quite make out the name, on May 2nd, 2024, period. Injured her right foot at work on May 2nd, 2024, period. She was walking on the steps when her shoe got caught on the staff, and she sustained a fall, period. She had a prior foot surgery back in 2020, secondary to motor vehicle accident. However, the pain is different, period. On physical examination of the right foot showed some ecchymosis and swelling along the forefoot, comma, especially at the fourth toe MTP joint, period. Mild tenderness to palpation along the first metatarsal noted, period. Diagnostic testing, MRI of the right foot performed on June 3rd, 2024, does show a non-displaced fracture along the distal third of the first metatarsal bone, period. Also shows edema and soft tissue swelling at the distal phalanx of the fourth toe, period. Diagnosis one, right first metatarsal fracture, period. Number two, right fourth toe fracture, period. It appears that the patient did sustain an injury to the right foot arising out of and caused by the industrial exposure of May 2nd, 2024. Plan, discuss the MRI with the patient, period. There is no evidence of acute Lisfranc injury, period. Lisfranc is capital L-I-S-F-R-A-N-E. Lisfranc injury, period. However, the patient did sustain a fracture of her right first metatarsal and fourth toe during the fall, period. End of report. Consent for urgent care. Progress note, August 13th, 2024. Date of injury, May 2nd, 2024. The patient is being re-evaluated with respect to a work-related injury sustained while working on May 2nd, 2024, period. She returns today regarding her right foot metatarsal fracture, period. Overall, she is still having some pain but is improved, period. Examination of the right foot showed mild tenderness to palpation along the dorsal foot area, period. No significant swelling noted, period. Three views of the right foot taken in the office today shows evidence of bony healing across the fracture site, period. At this time, patient is released to regular duty, period. She has reached MMI, period. X-rays of the right foot, dated August 13th, 2024. No acute traumatic osseous abnormalities, period. Pro-scan imaging, June 3rd, 2024. MRI of the right foot, one, post-surgical changes to the midfoot with thinning to the ligament, period. Two, marrow edema with a subtle 1 centimeter trabecular fracture along the dorsal distal third of the first metatarsal, period. Apparent marrow edema with a small fracture line overlying soft tissue edema to visualize distal phalanx of the fourth digit of the right foot, period. End of report, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable, period. Examination of the sternal area revealed a mid-sternal tenderness, period. There is more significant sternal tenderness than my previous examination, period. Examination of the lower extremities revealed diminished range of motion and tenderness to the right ankle, period. Examination of the left foot was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right foot still revealed 20% swelling, period. There is new tenderness at the base of the first metatarsal region. There is tenderness at the third and fourth metatarsal region, period. There's still boggy tenderness. I'm sorry, there was still bogginess of the skin of the foot, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of all metatarsals, period. There was tenderness in the metatarsal regions of 1, 3, and 4, period. There was diminished strength of the entire right foot and metatarsal areas, period. The diminished strength of the right foot is more significant than the prior examination, period. There is more tenderness in the right foot than the previous examination, period. Sensation was normal, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments of Dr. Mandel are, since my last letter to you, there has been re-injury at work of the right foot on May 2nd, 2024, resulting in a right first metatarsal fracture and a right fourth toe fracture, period. After healing, this has caused approximately a 5% worse awareness of pain in that foot, period. In reference to my prior diagnosis of one of chest trauma, pain, and sternal body fracture, that diagnosis still stands with worsening pain as I predicted in my first letter, period. Diagnosis 2 of right foot trauma, pain, common impacted fractures at the head of the third and fourth metatarsals. Did show a slightly worsening of pain, mostly due to the suspected arthritis that I predicted in my first letter, but also a slight increase in pain due to her work-related recent injury, period. Diagnosis 3 of the right ankle trauma, strain, and sprain stands. Diagnosis number 4 of right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain has resolved, as mentioned in my prior letter. Diagnosis number 5 of left wrist trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain is still resolved, as noted in my earlier letter to you, period. In my last letter to you, I did note a total 7% whole body impairment, period. That impairment rating still stands. And there really is not a significant injury, or I should say, there is not a significant re-injury to her foot from the work-related injury in terms of permanent impairment, but it did cause an aggravation of her pain, period. New paragraph. The future medical expenses that I projected in my earlier letter to you still stand as $95 a month for medication for the remainder of her life period. Attention at a cost of $500 would be appropriate as well, period. Also, as I mentioned in my last letter to you, I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient 2 times for the purposes of doing independent medical evaluations, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.